Well, the tale of the tape, 65% possession, Chesterfield, 20 shots to 11, no corners for Preston, everything by the result.
We played well tonight. You know, you must give Preston great credit. You know, everyone knows it. Sunday was very, very well documented day, and they've had the massive disappointment of coming back from Colchester and not being promoted. And, you know, Simon's a very experienced manager, and he's got terrifically good players in the team. And after the disappointment of conceding early on, I thought we were terrific. You know, it was everything that I love about the game, you know, wanting to get forwards, wanting to play. We're so naive at times with some of the things we do, but we're also so honest in how we play, and I think our supporters respect that.
And plenty of aggression from Chesterfield, and plenty of 50-50 balls won.
It was a good game, wasn't it? There's always a bit of spice in games, and that's the way the game should be played, but come the end of the game, you should always have a bit of respect for each other. And we're looking forward to Sunday. You know, Preston know that we're still alive. You know, at 1-0, the next goal in the tie's huge, and we believe we can get it. You know, if we don't, we'll keep working away and doing our best for that 90 minutes, but... You know, tonight it was a great night for our players, because when you go up against these teams, you know, you can get found out if you're not good enough, and that certainly never happened to us tonight.
There'll certainly be no celebrating in the Preston dressing room. They'll know they've still got a tie in hand.
Well, you know, when you see how we had them on the back foot and how heavy they were breathing, how we were trying to move the ball about, and, you know, some of their defending was good, but that's, you know, Preston are a good side. You know, you don't get the points they get and the goals and the unbeaten runs by being lucky. You know, it's always down to the players, and we knew it was always going to be a difficult tie tonight. You know, we're at our own first leg, and I felt if we drew tonight, it'd be a good result to go up there. 1-0, there's not much in it. You know, and the next goal, as I say, in the game's Everton, and we've got to believe in what we do, and certainly I do, the players do, and our supporters do as well.
Was it your heart in your mouth for a moment when Jimmy Ryan and Gallagher were having a bit of handbang?
No, the referee made his bed early on. You know, Welsh should have been booked, and Gallagher should have been booked, and he made his bed by not booking people, so in the end he made it difficult to do a big decision. I didn't think it was a yellow for Gallagher, by the way. I think it was a yellow for Jimmy Ryan, but... You know, there's all bits of angles, you'd all hope that you get, but the referee done his best tonight. He turned up wanting to have an open game. Unfortunately, at times we couldn't get that going. You know, but that's football.
A few nice, neat touches from you on the touchline there, trying to keep the tempo high.
You don't get appearance money at 48 years of age, do you? You know, but I must say a big thank you to our fans tonight. You know, they're terrific. I say all the time, it's difficult supporting your team sometimes, because everyone wants the good times, and sometimes it's not always the case. You know, true supporters are the ones that keep turning up and keep believing in the club, and supporters will last forever. You know, that's the big thing.
And great reception before, during and after the game for everybody.
For everybody, yeah.
And one thing, Tommy Lee, of course, clearly picked up an injury. What's the issue?
Simon was having a little laugh on the sideline, saying you haven't got a goalie. I said, we're going to put Ollie Banks in and try and have 70% possession. You know, we're a bit stretched there, and Tommy done well. We'll assess him now and see where we go. But, you know, it's a good night for us. We're still in the tie. We're 1-0 down, and there's a lot can happen in football, and we believe we can still get back involved. So hopefully let's all go to bed tonight. Let's reevaluate our situation in the morning, recover properly, travel up Saturday, do everything right. Let's see if we can get to Wembley.
You always say in defeat, if the fans are on the feet clapping at the end,
football,
that's all that matters, and that's what happened tonight.
You can't win every game. It's impossible. Fans want to see effort. If you get effort and ability, you normally get a good team. You normally get good results. You won't get them all the time. And certainly tonight, we were naive early on. We spoke about the threat of the front two and how much we'd be solid till we get certainly higher up the pitch. Unfortunately, we got called out, and that's football. I don't have a problem with that, because I want our players to be brave and play high up the pitch. And when we do make mistakes, it's important that I back them. Tonight I back them, Sunday I'll back them, and I'll always back them for as long as I can.
Thanks, Paul.
All the best, everyone.